this melody familiar to you? It may be because the melody in the background is the theme which heralded the early morning arrival on WCCO radio of a man most of us will never forget. The late Cedric Adams started off his broadcast day during the week with Adams' Almanac. The program was aired each morning around 6-ish or so. So let's call this little effort a nutshell report on that program, with side glances at Cedric himself. We could subtitle it Cedric, the Laugh, and Harry Peterson. Who is Harry Peterson? We'll hear more about that later. First, let's get to the laughs. The theme again, if you please. The next stop on Good Neighbor Caravan this morning, Cedric Adams' Morning Almanac of the Air, brought to you by the DeKalb Agricultural Association. And here's your friendly philosopher himself, Cedric Adams.
There's always the bright side. If you're changing a tire on your new 1957 car and it slips off the jack, it'll have only about a half an inch to fall until it touches the ground. Good morning, everybody. We're taking the wraps off this brand new day, Wednesday, January number 2. The old Farmer's Almanac says, days have lengthened one cock's stride. That's about all they have lengthened, too, I guess. I don't know how long that is, but it isn't very long, I guess. Our day will be 8 hours and 49 minutes long today. That's 3 minutes longer than the 8 hours and 46 minutes we had just a few days ago. Today's little smile. Let's see. A woman who went to stay with a friend who lived in a rather primitive cottage way back off the beaten track. Here we go into one of those now. We'll never be able to get over this one, Pete. Maybe we better save that for the goody reel, huh?
You never heard that over WCCO, of course. Thanks to the magic of tape, it was never broadcast. But those of you who knew Cedric knew that his infectious, full-volume, hearty laugh was an inseparable part of him. Cedric loved his laugh. He cultivated it. And he would send it ricocheting through the air wherever he went. And most important, the rotund one shared it with those around him. For example...
Well, I have to give you the background of this next offering now. The first show that I have in the morning, some of you I know miss, because you're not up that early. It's called Almanac of the Air, and I do it at 6:15, and about two or three days out of the week I record it, and two or three days are the rest of the time I get up and do that show here from home. Well, the other day we were we were recording down at WCCO at our studio downtown, and I sit in a little booth, and out in front of me are the producer, Val Linder, our producer here tonight, and our engineer. And the engineer is a little short, fat, stocky, Svensk, I think he is. He's a great guy. His name is Harry Peterson. And somehow or other, Harry just is the type that tickles me occasionally. And he sits beyond the glass partition. Well, I got started doing this taping of an Almanac of the Air show, and Harry got all of his muscles and entire body shaking over something. I don't know. You know how a fat guy jiggles all over? Well, he reminded me of a big jar of jelly in there. And this is the way it started, and we recorded it. It's never been on the air before, but I kind of think maybe you'll enjoy what went on that day as we were trying to tape a morning Almanac of the Air.
Not yet. Wait a minute. Oh, we can't have another one. Get down on the floor now, will you, Peterson? Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, this is the... Almanac of the Air 4. Oh, dear. For Monday, February 9th. 6:15 a.m. Why should we have days like this? Can't even see the copy here. Something tells me we're going to have trouble. All right, we'll try now. Good morning. Oh, Peterson, why did you do this to me? That'll help. Oh, dear. Well, here we go. Good morning, and we're peeling back the covers. Good morning, and we're peeling back the covers, reluctantly, of course, for this brand new day. This is Monday. Oh, well, I guess I'll have to go and get a cup of coffee. Good morning, and we're all ready to peel. Here we go. Good morning, and we're all ready to peel back the covers, reluctantly, of course, on this brand new day. This is Monday, the 9th of February, and the old farmer's almanac is saying, widows are pelted, snow is almost melted. Oh, no, not widows. Pardon me. Windows are pelted. Snow's almost melted.
Cedric's impromptu breakups, coming without warning as they did, sometimes got in his way. Facing a tight, rigorous schedule, Adams would fly into the recording studio with high hopes of dashing out a show or two and dashing out again. But many a so-called inflexible schedule was forced to bend, or shattered completely, because of the sheer gusto of the giggles and guffaws that began pouring out in torrents.
You can do it with Terramycin Animal Formula Soluble Powder. Just use the free herd treater or the Terra treater packed in every carton. These handy little gadgets make treatment so much easier. Automatically, with no guesswork, you squirt the right dosage into the pig's mouth every time. There's no guesswork either about how valuable Terramycin Animal Formula Soluble Powder is during the first critical days after birth. Terramycin does more than help control baby pig diseases. It also promotes extra gains. Gets those pigs off to a faster start. Oh, God. Sounds typical. Shut it off, Peterson. Peel it back and see what you got. Oh, you're a fart. Hog raisers, are you looking for a new way to make... Well, this may end this one. Oh, God. I'm going to ask for a Quincy. I have a word to say to you hog raisers now. Are you... Oh, let's give up. Oh, Peterson. What? Should we try now? Hog raisers. Pack up your troubles in your old kid bag and get the hell out of here. We'll have to do these Tuesday. I don't dare. Oh, Christ. Go now. Oh, pee up a rope, Peterson. That's good. Ah, God. We'll do them Tuesday. What do we got? Yeah, we'll do them Tuesday. Maybe I can go now. I just got a kind of a new wrinkle here. Hog grazers, are you looking for a new way to make runts and tail enders blossom? Oh, God. Why didn't you let me go? Hog grazers, are you looking for a new way to make runts and tail enders blossom? Oh, dear. Oh, we can't do it. I'm sorry. Goodbye, all. I'm going to kill you, Peterson. Just put it back together again, and we'll try next week.
You've probably noticed by now that any seemingly innocent phrase or sentence unleashed explosive elements when Cedric gave it the once-over. The sheer innocence of the material sometimes affected him. The most tender, sensitive words sometimes took a crashing fall when the Adam's funny bone began tickling.
Well, let me give you something to think about today and tomorrow. What we need in our lives is not new light, but new sight. Not new paths, but new strength to walk the old ones. Not new duties, but new inspiration from on high to fulfill those that are playing before us. Oh, shit, I gotta do that over. Fulfill. Oh, we'll never get this. This is the last one. We'll never get it. Oh, dear. Peterson. God. Two lines to go, and then that comes. I'm either going to give up radio or Peterson, I'll tell you that. Geez, I was going along there so beautifully. I mean, I had pathos and libido and everything else in there. Something to think about today and tomorrow. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, Peterson, go home. Oh, fine.
For Cedric Adams, one of the worst pitfalls was the old combination, that is, word combinations which don't quite go together, such as succinctly successful or such shenanigans. Here's Cedric Adams giving another commercial a real run for its money.
New and nautical, a rubber sealer in paste form, packaged in a squeeze-type applicator, which can be used to caulk, seal, or waterproof seams. It sets in just a matter of hours. For the outboarder with limited cockspit... cockspit? Here we go. Skin it back, Peterson, to new and nautical. Oh, God. Geez, I had a good beginning there. Oh, why must there be a man like that in my life? All right, here we go. Wait till I get my navel passage cleared out. God, I cry so I can't see.
Peterson, you should be much thinner. Christ, you should lose 8 pounds on one of these sessions. New and... Oh, God almighty. what a fart. cut it out now, Peterson. Hey, get down below, will you? Don't raise up either.
New and nautical, a rubber sealer in phase four.
God damn it. Here we go now for sure.
New and nautical, a rubber sealer in paste form and packaged in a squeeze-type applicator may be used.
Oh, God.
This is it now. New and nautical, a rubber sealer in paste form and packaged in a squeeze-type applicator may be used to caulk, seal, or waterproof seams. It sets in just a matter of hours. For the outboarder with limited cockpit space.
After the passage of a few minutes and a quick cup of coffee, Cedric would try again. Sometimes he made it. Sometimes he didn't. Let's see how he makes out this time.
New and nautical, a rubber sealer in paste form and packaged in a squeeze-type applicator, may be used to caulk, seal, or waterproof seams. It sets in just a matter of hours. For the outboarder with limited cockpit space.
Oh, God.
So much for the word combinations. Another culprit lying in wait, ready to trigger more peals of laughter, was the graphic image. Let's take a common, everyday garden variety commercial. It tells how you can heat your home with more economy and save money. It begins with this phrase: wouldn't you like to take your heating bills and stuff them into the furnace? Cedric gave this line the full throttle treatment, and that recording session sounded like this.
Have you ever felt like taking your heating bills and stuffing them up your ass? Well, I'm sorry. Well, wait a minute now. All right. Have you ever felt like taking your heating bills and stuffing them? Oh, fart. Have you ever felt like taking your... God damn it. Shit. I'll never be able to get over that line. Really? probably so. Who writes this shit? All right. No. Take it easy now, Adams. Think of the day your father died. Have you ever felt like taking your... God damn it, why do we have to have these beers? And I thought I'd gotten over you. Ah. God. Oh, Jesus. All right. Oh, wait till I get my tears out now. That's better if you get over out of sight. I haven't seen Linder for a week. Where'd he go? Would it make any difference if I tried this other one first? I'll get it this time. Have you ever felt like taking your heating bills and stuffing them right out? Oh, who writes this crap? Well, I'll try this Orrin Thompson one.
This is Cedric Adams with news that should make you sit up and take notice. Tomorrow, Orrin Thompson, Minnesota's largest home builder and winner of 3 national awards.
It's strange hearing Cedric's laugh again, and what a remarkable laugh it was. Of course, he had his serious side, too. But because his humor was an indispensable part of his character, we thought it deserved a special little stage all its own. Play this record again in about 6 months. The laugh never gets stale. It'll remain fresh and funny. This is Rog Erickson. You might know that our engineer has been Harry Peterson, the cause of it all. The writer, Bob Weatherall.